Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come into your presence by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit, thankful for the privilege and the opportunity that is ours to worship you. May the Holy Spirit take this hour and use it as it pleases thee. Strip away that which is foolish, that which is ignorant, but seal to our hearts that which is truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. For our scripture lesson this morning, I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We begin this evening a series on basic Bible doctrine. The elders have discussed this and ask that we once again rehearse the basic tenets of our faith. It's going to be virtually impossible to go through this series without some repetition. It is my desire that this will add to the previous series that we had on basic Bible doctrine, as well as be some repetition for our own learning. In order for us to consider the subject of basic Bible doctrine, it is imperative that we consider the Bible itself. And the Lord willing, for the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at a book called the Bible. My first interest in looking at this book is to see basically what we believe about this book and why we should believe it. What is the basis for our approach to the Scriptures? And this evening, the Lord willing, in this first discussion to open this series, I'd like to look at the external evidences that lead us to believe the Bible is a credible standard for our faith.